Thank you. We have reached our last set of news items, and it is a bit of a mixed bag. Amongst other items, we have electric charging points for cars, the Larkmont Aldi shop in hot water, and the return of the Assembly House teas. We'll start with those cars. Norfolk is not ready for the electric vehicle revolution because of the county's lack of charging infrastructure, an automotive industry expert has said. Steve Nash, the former CEO of the Institute of the Motor Industry, said volatile global fuel markets and the spike in pump prices caused by the war in the Middle East could see more drivers switch to electric ahead of the UK's 2030 ban on the sale of petrol and diesel cars. The former BMW Group director, who spent over 26 years at the car manufacturer and lives in Reefham, said Norfolk does not yet have the level of charging infrastructure needed to support the transition to electric, particularly in the most rural areas of the county. There are currently 1,473 EV charging points across Norfolk.
It was in 1926 when a talented young member of the Lads Brigade at St Michael at Plea in Norwich was asked to form an orchestra to raise some money to boost church funds. His name was John Archibald Sillars, and generations of people have been part of his orchestra, enjoying their music over 100 glorious years. Archie, who was taught to play the violin at school by music teacher Plucky Woods, went on to form his orchestra after serving as a medical orderly on the blood-soaked fields of France during the First World War. After putting together his orchestra, it went from strength to strength, and people of all ages and walks of life loved playing and listening to their captivating and jovial music. He died in 1964, but his memory and his orchestra live on. The major event of the year will be the Sillars Centenary Concert at Norwich Cathedral on Saturday, June the 20th, which will be a very special celebration. Tickets are available from Ticket Source, but are selling fast.
It is a supermarket famed for its middle aisle. But at one branch of Aldi, a different kind of thoroughfare has been causing a stir. Locals are locked in a row with the Larkman Lane store in Norwich after it closed a footpath they have been using for years. David Best, a retired pub landlord, is spearheading a campaign against the store after it fenced off the path which connects Clarkson Road with Dereham Road. The 75-year-old, who has lived in Motham Road since 1983, claims the footpath has been a public right-of-way for decades. A spokesman for Aldi has said the path was closed in the interest of safety. Norfolk County Council have been contacted for comment on whether the path is a public right-of-way.
Ryanair could axe all of its flights to a European airport as passengers are facing massive passport queues. Those travelling from Norwich Airport to Malta are being met with long delays after the EU's new entry-exit system was introduced at the Mediterranean airport. This involves people from external countries, such as the UK, having their fingerprints registered and photograph taken to enter the Schengen area, which consists of 29 European countries, mainly in the EU. Malta is one of the destinations that has implemented the change. However, passengers were left stranded on the tarmac for 20 minutes recently because the queues were so long at passport control inside the airport building.
The boss of a Norfolk transport company has said rising fuel prices are not sustainable after his firm saw its monthly bill rise by £60,000 since the start of the war in the Middle East. Charles Sanders, who owns Sanders Coaches, said the conflict has impacted both its bus and coach services. The Holt-based firm is well known for providing matchday coaches for Norwich City supporters travelling to home and away games. Mr. Sanders said it cost the company £110 more in fuel per coach to take fans to Bristol than it would have done before the conflict.
An engineer braved a hair-raising descent down a historic church tower to start restoring its clock dial. Simon Micklemayer, who runs the watch repair business Micklemayer & Co Limited, abseiled down St Michael at Plea Church on the afternoon of April the 21st to start essential repairs on its clock. The dial on the Grade 1 listed building, which is due to reopen as a piano and jazz bar this summer, will be treated with a rust inhibitor before being primed and repainted. The clock hands will be removed and regilded, and the numerals and lettering will also be regilding using 24-carat gold leaf. The restoration of the clock on Redwell Street site is being led by the Norwich Historic Churches Trust. They are working in partnership with the building's tenant organisation, the Church Piano Bar, run by John Taylor.
An enchanting new experience has launched at one of the UK's best spots for an afternoon tea. The historic Assembly House in the heart of Norwich has released its latest treat for hungry diners. With seasonally changing afternoon tea menus, customers regularly return to try the latest inventions of head of pastry Mark Mitson and executive chef Julia Heatherton. This April, diners can indulge in the Secret Garden afternoon tea, designed to bring the delights of the season to customers, whether it is bright sunshine or torrential showers outside. Running until the 30th of June, there is a four-tier feast filled with essential flavours and hidden details.